the book Romans, part 30. I'm Professor Hannes Redlinghuis of the First Assembly of Yahweh in South Africa, Pretoria, Montana, also international. Should you require any of my books which I've written, maybe the two keys to the book of Revelation. It's also the handbook that we use for our study, the revelation of the book Revelation. You can contact me at my WhatsApp number, +27 for South Africa, 0722-367-124, or just go to my website, https://yahvah.co.za. If this is the first time that you are about to participate in the study, you are so very welcome. Please go to part one, because you've missed out on quite a bit of information, and believe me, there is revelation information. So you've got to start from the beginning, otherwise you missed out. It's very important to subscribe to the channel in order to receive the different notifications of all the other studies that we are busy with. Send this link to your friends and family, friends, everybody that's dear to you. Make sure that these have a 1611 King James Bible, pen and paper ready. It's very important to know that we do not associate ourselves with any churches, denominations, organizations, any Protestant or Catholic churches or whatsoever. We are not part of nobody. We are End Time Bible Study Group. We're using the 1816 restoration of the original Sacred Name Bible, the one that was translated by Dr. Joseph Brian Rottenham, where the name Jesus was originally Yahweh, where the name God, as we know it, was originally Elohim or Hashem. The name Lord was originally Yahweh. The name of the Holy Spirit was originally the Ruach HaKodesh. Welcome to Breakfast with Prof. Hannes. I trust that this study this morning is going to be a blessing unto you. In the name above every other name, the name Yahweh. Hallelujah. We are to continue where we left off yesterday morning. The book of Romans, chapter 2. Now what Apostle Paul is doing after all these condemnations that we saw last week and the whole first part of this week, we now find that he's addressing certain people. He says that we can't just put ourselves on a pedestal and think that we are super holy. We live in a world where especially the Yahvist, those that says we are saved by grace, we are living in a standard of holiness. You know what? Satan has our attention, and he will try everything to break us down. Why? Because if he can get us to stumble and fall, it will be so much easier to say, but look what this one has done. Look what they call themselves Yahvist, and they walk, they're living in the revelation names, and they're worse than sinners. And that's why we need to obey the Ruach HaKodesh, the word. We need to allow that Yahweh through the Ruach HaKodesh can make us aware of what he wants us to be and how we must function in his kingdom. It says in verse 5, Romans 2 verse 5, But after thou hardness, impenitent heart, chastest up unto thyself wrath against the day of wrath and revelation of the righteous judgment of Yahweh Almighty, that's God. There's going to be a day of judgment. These people in churches doesn't want to hear, oh, it's fine if you just float around, if you just attend church once or twice a week, if you are a friend of the pastor or the reverend and you pay your tithes regularly, oh, he's a merciful God and you can sin now and then a little bit. There's mercy, brother and sister. We don't preach sin anymore. We don't even talk about Satan anymore. That's what they do. That's what they say. But my Bible says, be holy as I am holy. Walk in the straight and narrow way. Be obedient to, through the Ruach HaKodesh, to which that which is taught in the revelation word. Manifest yourself in the word. Let the word apply. You know, when we live the word, when the people can see Yahushua in and through our lives, then we are doing what we are being called for. But I can't have a brandy and coke in my hand and a hot dog in my other hand, swear like a sinner, and then want to preach the gospel. Do you understand what I'm saying? We need to reflect that which we believe in. The holiness through the Ruach HaKodesh, the fruits of the Spirit, the Ruach HaKodesh, must shine in and through us. But after thy hardness and impatient hearts treasured up to themselves wrath against the day of wrath of revelation, is going to be revealed of the righteous judgment of Yahweh Almighty, O God. Now you will see what it says. And this is a scripture that is actually catching a lot of people offside. Who will render to every man according to his deeds? Now the Bible comes in one place, he says, and we all will stand before the righteous throne of Yahweh to render of every thing that I said and done. No, no, no. The bride of Yahushua doesn't appear before any righteous throne. We are living on this earth. We say that we are Yahvist through new birth, coming to repentance, new birth in the name of Yahushua, obtaining our wedding garment, living in the revelation word daily. And then the coming of Yahushua is occurring, where he will come and parousia us, Greek. He will draw us away out of this earthly body into a heavenly body, into a glorified body, drawing us up into heaven. It means that this 1 Corinthians 15:27-58, he's changing us from mortal to immortality. We're gone. You are holy enough to live out of this world, not being left behind to go through the great tribulation. We're part of the bride of Yahushua. We leave this earth. We are changed into glorified bodies. We're gone. The moment that we arrive into heaven, we now going to stand before a white judgment throne. This is what the church preached. All have sinned. All have sinned. All men and women is unrighteous. But the Bible says we are saved by grace. What is the reason to live in holiness today, all my life? Isn't there any reward? I'm living in holiness, striving towards perfection. Because the Bible says, I believe the word. Because the Bible says that we that was unrighteous became righteous through the grace and the redemption blood of Yahushua. If that which I just said is not truth, what is the reason for us to keep living in holiness? then we can become fornicationers and pornographic watches, and we can become alcoholics. We can do what the world does. All the things that we saw from Monday up till this morning. But Yahweh has called us with a purpose. Because he said, be holy as I am holy. So what do? We're striving towards perfection. But now we need to stand before the throne. You know what? If I would sit at the coffee table at the tea room or something, and here comes past a little lady, high heels, mini, she's got the mini skirt on, and immediately my eyes will be drawn to the flesh. Do I sin? No, how can I sin? I was there first. I sat there. I can't help she walks past there. So immediately the Ruach would say, what are you looking for? Your old man. You understand what I'm saying? You know, when do I sin? If I get up and go after and ask her a telephone number. That's when I sin. Tonight I will knock at the door at 8 o'clock and she will open the door. That is sin. But I haven't done anything wrong. I was just sitting there. But we live in such closeness of the Ruach HaKodesh. Although I haven't committed a sin, the Ruach will immediately block the idea. Don't look at it. You know what? I'm not blind. I'm not blind. I love cars. I love fast cars. Looking at a Lamborghini or a Ferrari or a Porsche, and sports cars. I love it since I was a youngster. But I can't afford a Lamborghini. I can't afford a Porsche. You understand what I'm saying? And that's exactly when it comes to sin. When it's there, it's not to participate in it. It's not to become part of it. Because then it's sin. But coming back, if I have stumbled, what is there for me? Christ. Now, if I've done something wrong, and this little lady walked past here, and I've committed now adultery, or whatever you want to call it, by just looking, I can't believe it, because I'm not blind. And as a nice racing car, Lamborghini, I can see it, but I can't afford it. So you can see it, but you can't afford it. Can't do anything about it. You're an old man. So that's not a sin. So immediately, the Ruach will say, hey man, watch it. That, if it's a sin, gets wiped out immediately. Now, what? You know what happens? We are living so close in the Ruach HaKodesh that every little thing that looks like sin, the Ruach will say, hey, what are you doing? Immediately there's forgiveness. Now, what do I do every time that I allow the Ruach to convince me I've done wrong? As I bend my knees before Yahushua through the Ruach HaKodesh, I'm cleansed of my sin constantly. And that's why we are living in holiness. It means to be cleansed regularly by the Ruach HaKodesh. So what happens if the coming takes place, the parousia, time to be drawn away, and I'm in the position to be drawn away? What must I do before a white throne judgment? You understand what I'm saying? My sins are all forgiven. The Bible says he's cast in the depth of the sea and he will never think about it. You see, the text was drawn out of context. by the churches, wanting people to always have them under a massive load of sin and conviction. Now it says here, but after the hardness and impatience heart treasures up unto thyself wrath against the day of wrath and revelation of a righteous judgment of Yahweh Almighty, who will render to every man according to his deeds. It's not for us. As bride, we are cleansed by the blood of Yahushua. There's nothing to render. And that's why the Ruach is functioning within us. Verse 7. To them who patient continuance in well-doing seek for glory and honor, immortality, eternal life. We do what? We are patiently, continuous, doing well, seeking for His glory and honor and immortality, eternal life. We strive towards eternal life, keeping ourselves holy, striving towards holiness, so that when we die, we can live. Or when the coming is going to happen, we will be transformed from fleshly into a heavenly body. Now, we have dealt with a lot of information this week. I would suggest, go back to Monday. Take the video, although you have all the information now, it's going to be much easier. Do your own study again, and see how you will find that the word of Yahweh will just blossom in your life. There's a whole weekend in front of us. Let's be the best Yahwist we can be for the glory of Yahushua. Till Monday, if His Father's will, Maranatha. Yahushua is coming back again. Hallelujah.